Sokala Duma Radio.
Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador Doc Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and give a fixture prediction. Eric Tinkler is making a strong effort at resuscitating Maritzburg United back into PSL life. He has already reduced the deficit of points to 3 from their nearest relegation rivals. Does he have enough firepower to help him? Can his players rise to the challenge? Doc Kumalo will give us his verdict on this topic in a moment. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy.
Radio.
Now, interesting scenario for Maritzburg United is that, of course, they found themselves in a quagmire with coach Fadlu Davids. They made the changes. It didn't work out with coach Muhsin Ertegral. They have now settled for coach Eric Tinkler. Eric Tinkler has somewhat revived the team, but they are still slightly adrift. They are at bottom of the table. Let's look at their chances of escaping relegation. And what does Dr. Kumalo think about them? Are they as good as gone? Can they be able to stay up? How they would be able to do that?
We're looking at the condition of Maritzburg United at the moment. It's a very critical one. You know, it's like a patient in an ICU situation whereby a family or friends, they lose hope. But doctors can make miracles. And Arsene Tinkler is that kind of a doctor that can make a miracle. He can revive the souls of Maritzburg United. Yes, he started at the low. His first game, he lost it, but he bounced back and he managed to get the point. I mean, some points. At the moment, each and every game that they're playing, it's a cup final for them. It's a situation whereby, of course, like I alluded to the fact that all the teams now are fighting to be in the top 8, getting out of the relegation. Hence, that's why I'm saying each and every game is it's a cup final for him. And how he will manage to do that is also, again, a mental factor. The players, you know, they don't have to go out there to prove a point, but they have to go out there in order for them to salvage and get some points. And Eric is that kind of a coach that is able, you know, to give them that hope. But the unfortunate part is just that they are facing a huge or big mountain climb, because none of the teams wants to lose points.
Mm.
And if you look at the Maritzburg United team, they do have the quality. But yes, of course, they might have lost 2 or 3 of the players, of their best players. Yes, they do have the quality. And I strongly believe that they can come out of the situation. They've been there. They've tasted that situation before. They've seen it. They've smelt it. They want to come out of the situation. And fortunately enough, I've spoken a little bit with top dogs there at Maritzburg, who really are striving and are working 24/7, make sure that they want to go get out of the situation. At the moment, it's not about getting into topic. It's to, for them, they're focusing to get out of the relegation. And with the support from the chairman, you know, from the technical team, I think Eric will be able to pull it on.
Now, when you were at Baroka as a caretaker coach, you were somewhat faced with a similar scenario in that there was uncertainty whether or not you would be relegated, and you did well salvaging a point. I think it was the second last game of the season, and then making sure that the team does not get relegated. Let's speak to the mindset of leading a team that has uncertainty about them. How do you inspire those players out of that mire?
We all understand the situation that we find ourselves in. What needs to unfold is a mental factor, believing in yourself. And you don't have to insinuate the situation, because it's like you keep on like reminding the players where the team is or lying in the log. The only way that you do it, or how you're going to be able to do it, you look at the opponents at hand that you're going to face and say to the boys, these are the guys that are going to make your life. It's either you're going to do it or you're going to go out. So save this team, go out there and make sure that you're going to do it. Because if you're not going to beat this guy, that means you're going out. Let's forget about who does what, who is where, how many points, or whatsoever. We are facing these opponents tonight or today. Let's go out there and salvage the 3 points, and then the rest will be history. But at the end of the day, do you want to be a particular player in the city of South Africa when we talk about the team that has been relegated? Do you want them to be part of that? If you don't want that, then be part of the player that has done good in the South African football history in terms of taking part of a Premier level. This is what I used to say to them.
All right. Let's now take a look. Orlando Pirates will play host in the CAF Champions League. Will play host Zimbabwe's very own FC Platinum. That will be on the 9th of March. Orlando Pirates at Orlando Stadium playing host to FC Platinum from Zimbabwe on the 9th of March. Where would you put your money on?
A very difficult team to play against in Zimbabwe. I watched the game, but I'll just go straight to the results. I think Pirates will win this one.
Orlando Pirates should win against FC Platinum. That's according to Dr. Kumalo.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Doc. We thank you very much for availing yourself for the Sport Pesa podcast. We really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next time for another episode of The Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.